This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden, in a phone call with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Wednesday, stressed the urgent need to conclude a Gaza ceasefire for hostages deal and pointed to upcoming Cairo talks as crucial, the White House said. Their call followed U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken's whirlwind trip to the Middle East that ended on Tuesday without an agreement between Israel and Hamas militants on a truce in the Palestinian enclave. Negotiators who have struggled for months to conclude a ceasefire deal plan to meet in the coming days in Cairo. There were more strikes in Gaza on Wednesday, AP correspondent Haya Panjwani reports.
Israeli tank and drone strikes in Gaza have killed at least 17 people. That's according to hospital staff and Associated Press journalists who counted the bodies. The strikes happened in Deir al-Balah in central Gaza and Khan Yunis in the south. Lebanon's Hezbollah launched more than 50 rockets, hitting a number of private homes in the Israeli-annexed Golan Heights. Hezbollah said the attack was in response to an Israeli strike deep into Lebanon. The attacks came a day after U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with fellow mediators, Egypt and Qatar, as he pressed ahead with the latest diplomatic mission to secure a ceasefire in the war in Gaza. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Wednesday combat work continues in the Kursk region. Ukrainian forces made a lightning push into the region on August 6, seizing villages, taking hundreds of prisoners, and forcing the evacuations of tens of thousands of civilians. Russia was caught unprepared by the offensive and reportedly is drafting conscripts to repel some of Ukraine.